June 18th, 1923. Prodigies, wonders, excesses of love of our Lord in instituting the most holy sacrament and in communicating Himself. I was feeling all absorbed in the most holy will of God, and blessed Jesus made present to me, as though in act, all the acts of His life on earth. And since I had received Him sacramentally in my poor heart, He made me see, as though in act in His most holy will, the moment in which my sweet Jesus, in instituting the most holy sacrament, communicated Himself. How many wonders, how many prodigies, how many excesses of love in this act of communicating Himself. My mind wandered amid so many divine prodigies. And my always lovable Jesus told me, "Beloved daughter of my supreme volition, my will contains everything. It preserves all the divine works as though in act, and it lets nothing escape it. And to one who lives in it, it wants to make known the goods it contains. Therefore, I want to make known to you the reason why I wanted to receive myself when I instituted the Most Holy Sacrament. The prodigy was great and incomprehensible to human mind. For the creature to receive a man and God, to enclose the infinite in a finite being, and to give to this infinite being divine honors, decorum, and a dwelling worthy of Him. This mystery was so abstruse and incomprehensible that the apostles themselves, while they easily believed in the incarnation and in many other mysteries, remained troubled before this one, and their intellects were reluctant to believe. And it took my repeated saying for them to surrender. So, what to do? I, who instituted it, was to take care of everything, since when the creature would receive me, the divinity was not to lack the honors, the divine decorum, the dwelling worthy of God. Therefore, my daughter, as I instituted the most holy sacrament, my eternal will, united to my human will, made present to me all the hosts which were to undergo the sacramental consecration until the end of centuries. And I looked at them one by one. I consumed them. And I saw my sacramental life palpitating in each host, yearning to give itself to creatures. My humanity, in the name of the whole human family, took on the commitment for all, and gave a dwelling within itself to each host. And my divinity, which was inseparable from me, surrounded each sacramental host with divine honors, praises, and blessings to give worthy decorum to my majesty. So, each sacramental host was deposited in me, and contains the dwelling of my humanity and the cortege of the honors of my divinity. Otherwise, how could I descend into the creature? And it was only because of this that I tolerated sacrileges, coldness, irreverencies, ingratitudes, since in receiving myself, I secured my own decorum, the honors, and the dwelling which befitted my very person. had I not received myself, I could not have descended into creatures, and they would have locked away the door, the means to receive me. This is my usual way in all my works. I do them once in order to give life to all the other times in which they are repeated, uniting them to the first act as if they were one single act. So, the power, the immensity, the all-seeingness of my will made me embrace all centuries. It made present to me the communicants and all the sacramental hosts. And I received myself as many times to make my very self pass through myself into each creature. Who has ever thought of so much love of mine, that in order to descend into the hearts of creatures, I was to receive myself so as to secure the divine rights and be able to give them not only myself, but the very acts I did in receiving myself, so as to dispose them and almost give them the right to receive me. I remained surprised, and as if I wanted to doubt. And Jesus added, "Why do you doubt? Is this not perhaps the operating as God? And this one single act of forming as many acts for as many as want to enjoy it, while it remains one single act, was it not the same for the act of the incarnation, of my life, and of my passion? I incarnated myself only once. One was my life, one my passion. Yet, this incarnation, life and passion, is for all and for each one, as if it were for one alone. So, they are still as though in act, and for each one, as if I were now incarnating myself, and now suffering my passion. If it were not so, I would not be operating as God, but as creature, who, not containing a divine power, cannot let herself be possessed by all, nor give herself to all. Now, my daughter, I want to tell you of another excess of my love. One who does my will and lives in it comes to embrace the works of my humanity, because I love so much for the creature to become similar to me. And since my will and hers are one, my will takes pleasure in her, and amusing itself, it places all the good I contain into the creature, and I form in her the deposit of the very sacramental hosts. My will, which she contains, lends her and surrounds her with divine decorum, homages, and honors. And I entrust everything to her, because I am certain to keep my operating in a safe place. As my will makes itself actor, spectator, and custodian of all my goods, of my works, and of my very life.